and you're about to hear Bob's Slack Time Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Crap. Plus, the fridge is empty and I'm so hungry I could eat cancer.
Ow! Damn it!
What are you doing lying here on the floor in the dark in a tear-stained fetal position again? Isn't your shift at the gas station about to start? And so your butt looks like a billboard in those tasteful khaki pants. They can advertise the specials on your ass. Really use all that space for something.
I got a job.
I thought I heard you say you didn't get the job. Come on, Flues. It was the lowest you've ever scraped. You had to have gotten that job. So they've been making you jump through hoops for 2 weeks just for kicks? That's pretty good.
You're along for this ride too, evil Susie.
How could I forget the way you like to chauffeur? Flues, cheer up. It's all a matter of perspective, and frankly, yours sucks. You just gotta think positive. See, you're not a failure, not at all. You're a success with no sense of direction. You just gotta dare to dream a bit lower.
But I have been, and look where it got me.
Ah, baby doll, so you're not good enough to sell cigarettes and beer to freaks. Oh, who the hell cares? You still got the show, right? Tell me you got us a show. In the can. Ready to go. Please.
No.
Oh, baby.
We really are screwed.
Tell you I'm an angry guy, such an angry guy, so you better watch your step now. People look at me, I wonder how can he act like such an angry guy. Don't know why I feel so pissed off and jerked around. I'm an angry guy. Yeah, I gotta tell you, New York City really gets to me. But sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think to myself, what a lovely day. As I look out my window, I think maybe somehow everything's okay. So I walk outside, take a deep breath, and some guy standing right in front of me just lets his dog take a crap on the sidewalk and he just walks away. So I said, excuse me, sir, but you can't leave that there. Guy turns around, says, oh yeah, take a flying hike, pal. Okay. So I pulled out a baseball bat and shattered both his kneecaps. 'Cause I'm an angry guy, yeah, an angry guy. Everybody watch your step. You want to know a great way to screw up a guy's sex life? Just mess up those kneecaps. Any of you guys ever try to make love to a woman when you can't put any pressure on your knees? Unless you've got a pool table, you're out of luck. Everywhere I go, people ought to know that I'm just an angry guy. Don't know why. So I walked to the corner and threw my baseball bat in a trash can. I didn't want any more trouble, 'cause it's a lovely day. So I headed off to the reservoir to meet my girlfriend. A bus comes, I get on the bus. The bus is packed. So I inch my way to the back, and there sitting in the back seat is a young man with a 50-pound stereo box blaring away. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We've got a big communication problem in this country. So I said, hey, excuse me, but could you please turn the music down? The kid looks at me and bumps the volume up to full blast. Okay. So I snatch the stereo out of his hands, and I throw the goddamn machine out into the street.
The entire bus bursts into applause. I take it in for a few minutes, and I said, "Will everybody please just shut up?"
I'm an angry guy, yeah, the kind of guy folks don't like to ride on a bus with. So I get off the bus and I cross the street to get to the park. 'Cause it's a holiday. Could it be that I'm overreacting? Please, someone tell me everything's okay. So there I am, crossing the street, looking for my girlfriend. The sign says walk in big white letters, so I'm walking. And then suddenly, this old geezer in a Datsun rips around the corner and almost runs me down. Okay, so I run after him for about 10 blocks, and I'm just about to catch him when I slipped on a pile of dog crap, smashed into a tree, and shattered both my kneecaps. I'm an angry guy on a lovely day. Everybody watch your step now. Had to kick the tree for messing up my knee, screaming like a crazy guy. I see my girl and she says, "Let's take a walk and greet all the friendly people out on the street. It's lovely." I said, "Look at my knees, I'm an angry." She said, "Give me a squeeze, you're a lovely." I said, "Don't start to tease, I'm an angry day. No, I'm a lovely guy. No, it's an angry guy. No, I'm a lovely day. No, I'm an angry guy on a lovely day."
Ooh, yeah, Scott Bakula's Secret Shame. I know that one. That's from the off-Broadway play Three Guys Naked from the Waist Down. Ah, but that's not enough for a whole show, Flues. Oh, what difference does a show make? We can't even get into WREK's new studios.
Why not? Don't you have a key?
No, no. They moved and didn't tell me where to.
Damn. That's pretty cold.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been shut out of the station since the Atlanta Olympics turned Georgia Tech into an armed camp 4 years ago.
Try 12.
Oh, whatever. Who needs math? What, do I have blessings to count?
No. All we got's a big freaking every other Saturday night curse. We gotta come up with something, Flues. Hey, the Olympics, yeah. You did one incredibly vitriolic anti-Olympics rant back then.
You remember that?
How could I forget it? Oh, the op at the station left it on autoplay all night, and it was still beaming out over the Olympic Village at 7 a.m. Damn, I thought you were going to get us both canned for that stunt.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, but since then you have really lost your edge.
Oh.
Still, there is a lot of material in the bunker that's worth a flip, and hell, you kind of owe it to the Seekers to remind them once in a while how fresh you used to sound.
Yeah.
Not to mention look and smell.
Oh. Yeah, so let's just drag out those greatest tits of yours and use them to our advantage, shall we?
Yeah, you got a point.
Sweet Susie, she'll beat you to death. Sweet Susie, from Russ Meyer, the director who gave you Vixen and Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. For a taste of evil, Sweet Susie, a woman. A woman too much for one man. Sweet Susie, the diary of a wicked lady, the memoirs of a bad girl. Sweet Susie, no man escaped her island or her whip. Sweet Susie, slamming, crashing, banging action from opening scene to mind-bending climax. Sweet Susie, she ain't no lady.
Oh, wow. Welcome, seekers. Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm that girl with the easy glide applicator, your personal radio raunch queen, the Reverend Susie the Floozy at the Church of the Subgenius. That's right, kids, we're the church that burns itself down. Oh, but who's to notice our flames when the city has been overrun with Olympic hysteria? Oh, the security here at WREK Atlanta is tighter than I used to be, and it sure is cramping my style. Why, last show, I had to dish out so many sleeve jobs to the unicorn grunts patrolling the streets outside the station that my arm was too tired to crank the station's Victrola and all my records sounded funny. Yeah, it looks like red tape has made it fatally inconvenient for me to do this show live, so yeah, I'm forced by circumstances to tape the next month and a half shows in advance. Yeah, boy, I sure can't understand how Stang feels since he's not doing the hour of Slack live. It sure does suck all the joy and desperation out of it when you can just blow it off and get around to it whenever you want. Oh, no, wait a minute, it's already Saturday. Oh, damn, I lost track of time. What'll I do? I know. I can slack off and dig through the vault here for some old festering glop from my previous shows. Let's see, where's the Bob book? Yeah, let's see what we have here. Life sucks, work sucks, the future sucks, family sucks, religion sucks. Boy, I seem to have quite an attitude problem. Yeah, I think I'll make this a show of my greatest hits. Yeah, I said hits. You know, rants and old weird stuff, punctuated with a lot of inane rambling. You know, the usual. Yeah, you home tapers out there, get ready for some wild sound levels. Just try to think of it as a sonic log flume ride. Oh, but rest assured, because this is on tape, that this clock teaser will be bringing Bob's Slacktime Funhouse in 1 hour for a change. Yeah, but what'll I start with? Yeah, well, this is Gay Pride Week, and I'll be out there in the park ministering to the disenfranchised perverts, inverts, and subverts from my unique understanding perspective. Because all my exes are both sexes. And hey, both sexes are the opposite sex to me. And just to complicate matters further, last Saturday, my odometer clicked over to the age where I have to undergo that mandatory sex change. Well, it's not just a good idea, it's the law. Oh, but I'll be damned if I can figure out which sex to go for. Yeah, our gay Yeti cousins are our first line of defense when mutant rights are threatened. Like flamingos in a coal mine, we gotta look to them for the first whiff of repression. So I think I'll dig out something that'll appeal to everyone from village queens and libertines to in-betweens. Yeah. The innocent Reverend Susie the Floozy. Before my domineering megalomania kicked in. Let's open this little booger up. Lock and load.
Hey, kids! Summer's just around the corner, and Krusty Burger is the official meat-flavored sandwich of the 1984 Olympics.
Welcome, sports fans. I'm your highly uncommentator, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and this is a Church of the Subgenius' pre-post-Olympic Games wrap-up show. Dateline Atlanta. the Sarajevo of the Deep South, a city in ruins. It's just mere hours until the real postpartum depression sets in, where the cries of "We're number one" echo dimly over the colossal piles of "number two" left by the retreating hordes. This once thriving metropolis, home to several million people and a mere handful of saved subgeniuses, will soon be left alone, smothered beneath mountainous piles of brightly colored corporate debris and surplus blue maggot keychains. Last call, seekers. If you haven't snagged a complete wardrobe of overpriced, unattractive, corporate teat-slurping activewear, time's a-wastin'. Although I can tell this commemorative crap's going to be choking the thrift store so fast my head will swim. Oh, but far be it from me to talk trash about this brouhaha. Oh, I, for one, am certainly richer for this mindlessly jingoistic exercise, because it served to unlock a vast reservoir of hate that I'd forgotten I had. Oh, I'm happy as a clam because I was right. The whole thing was just as boring and disruptive as I had predicted. So I can relax in a warm pool of my own smugness. Yeah, I think it was all so wonderful. Oh, but what the hell? I'm still in competition for the gold medal and freestyle bitching, so I may as well show the razor-edge style that's made me a champion. So let's just take a moment to rub the torchlight out of our eyes and examine this gelatinous slug under the cold light of the day after. What a bottom line Atlanta's wound up with. The starry-eyed hysteria which gripped the city has left mostly victims in its wake. This little ego fest for the moneyed elite of this jerkwater burg has managed to create more mayhem than the dreaded Freaknik, while destroying the livelihoods, if not the lives, of countless bystanders, the vast majority of which receive no tangible benefit from the games. Oh, yeah. The economic shockwaves are spreading out from ground zero long before that cheesy bomb blast thing last week. Oh, those few of the right connections have been making money hand over stark fist. But many other local businesses who swallowed the feel-good propaganda about floods of customers and increased revenues wound up with their hopes bitterly dashed as the world came to Atlanta and then passed them by. Oh, but by then it was way too late to stop the nightmare. But hey, it's just a sign of the times. Like the sign outside of Cyberworld that said, "Welcome to tomorrow. Purchase tickets inside." Oh, the corporate carpetbaggers will be pulling out of town on the next train. And with any luck, Atlanta will recover financially. But we won't recover from the legacy they leave behind, which has served to chuck us unwillingly down the grease chutes of a frightening future. The New Order's agenda has been goosed along by hysterical overreaction, and the screws are being turned on our rights. Oh, but don't worry. I'm sure the new security state will make us all feel snug and warm. But hey, all I want to know is, who watches the watchmen who watch the watchmen? Oh, what exemplary watchmen we have. Oh, and to make it even more predictable, in a move reminiscent of every Scooby-Doo plot twist, they finger the slack-jawed hayseed who pointed out the problem in the first place as the obligatory lone bomber. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this dull-witted goober looks like a guy who'd have trouble blowing up his date for the night. Oh, and you'd think with a nifty Georgia Rebel flag plate on the front of his sporty little pickup truck, he'd just be a-mopping up them skanky po-bucker chicks at the tractor pool. Mad lone bomber? No, I don't think so. More like the kind of shambling goon Tanya Harding would hire to kneecap Jeff Galooly. Oh, but that's beside the point. In the rich, time-honored tradition of American kangaroo court jurisprudence, it looks to me like this pathetic loser's gonna get groomed to take the fall alone. Oh, I bet you dollars of dipsticks there's gonna be an arrest soon. And I predict that somehow this bumbling patsy will get Oswalded in jail, shanked by some hyper-patriotic cellmate in a fit of righteous retribution before the alleged facts of this case ever come out. Oh, and no one will complain. For in America weaned on sitcoms and Charlie's Angels, that ought to wrap up everything nice and tidy. Hey, even I'm barely noticing the loose ends here. Oh, but air-wicking the situation won't be enough to clear the air for me, because personally, I take this dupe to be just the first drip from the bottom of a rancid ice cream cone. I can smell the characteristic whiff of the white red right-wing Yahoo flakos that the steaming asphalt toxins of this region breed, with their dubious agenda of subpar wishy-washy cowardly wuss boy hate. Ooh, I wouldn't be surprised if the other skeletons in this closet aren't wearing sheets. I mean, face it, guys. Any hate religion worth their pillar of salt would target you inbred, clenched-jawed, goose-stepping, type A, loose-cannon members of Impotence Anonymous as the prime objective of their wrath in a heartbeat. And the Church of the Subgenius is that religion. That's why everyone is against our church, from the Satanists and the Baptists right down to the neo-Nazis and the Republicans. Well, I guess that is doubly redundant. But our hate is so all-encompassing that we hate everything across the board. We even hate each other, and especially ourselves. These right-wing, think-boy, cowardice cults are so busy kissing their own glorious butts that the light of day can't reach them. Oh, ever think of incorporating miners' helmets into your uniforms, guys? It might help. Oh, but enough about them. I've got other beads to read here. Oh, like this whole overblown, sold-out media fest which attracted the trouble in the first place and whose symbolic flame was used to light the fuse. The giddy populace is still all glassy-eyed and grinning, like traumatized rape victims. But the shell shock will soon set in, and set in fast. Then the world-class bickering and finger-pointing competitions will begin. Gentlemen, start your lawsuits. Oh, this should provide us with a lot of sport in the months and years to come. Yeah, maybe the People's Court could get a cut of this action. Like I've always wondered, who's stronger, Billy Payne or Judge Wapner? Oh, but Atlanta, have you learned anything now about the absolute stupidity of saying enter freely and of your own will to anyone? Has this whole fiasco taught the powers that be to think twice before they ever again embrace the demented hubris of making our hometown a world-class target for every idiot with a charge account at Ace Hardware and a Chamber of Commerce map? And do you think they possibly made enough money off of all of this to stay out of our hair for a few years? Offhand, I'd say the answers are no. 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 Yeah. Already the shakes must be coming on. And the power junkies are back out looking for their next ego fix. Hey, maybe Atlanta can host the 1997 Hate Dork Games. The citizens' malicious zombies versus insane Hussein and his rabid Arabs. Rider trucks full of info and pipe bombs at 20 paces. Yeehaw! Oh yeah, I can already see some opportunities for corporate sponsorship too. Nike and Reebok could fight over who gets the body bag concession. And Swatch could make the official timing devices. What a deal. I can't wait to scalp the tickets and the participants. Oh, but if I want to run with this crowd, I'm going to have to work a lot harder. I found the internet instructions myself to make one of them nifty pipe bombs, but, ooh, I must have got something mixed up here. I followed the instructions to the letter. Well, maybe if I just hadn't used a frop pipe and Lee press-on nails. Oh, well. In the Olympic spirit of ruining everybody else's good time, I'd like to do my small part to spoil your Saturday night, so I'm dragging out a rerun from over a year and a half ago. Oh, don't whine about it, you ninnies. You'll like it. It's from my good middle period, before I got so burnt out and bitter. Ah, yes, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse number 55, my mind show. And don't worry, unlike other unpleasant things in life, this one will be over soon. But I'm sure you'll understand. Just to be on the safe side before I let you into the funhouse, please empty your pockets into my purse and let P-Dog here sniff you for contraband. And I'm afraid that there's a small matter of a body cavity search. Bend over and say, ah, seekers.
Half of this thing licked already, Flues. This is gonna be a piece of crusty cake.
Oh, that's good.
That song Weirdsville by George Ross and the Red Tops got me to thinking, though.
Oh,
what? You sure used to play some cool weird stuff in between your bitching back when you were hitting on all cylinders.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Oh, yeah. Stuff like, Like a Dribbling Frown by Race Marbles. Or Stubbies by Wasmo Nariz.
Who?
Wasmo Nariz, that guy that wore two ties. You know, they sounded a lot like Devo by way of Oingo Boingo.
Well, hell, that ought to eat up some time.
Oh, and Wanted for Questioning by Bob Lee.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, there was that colossal Dr. Legume burn.
Hey, he had it coming. That really hurt.
I was almost proud enough to be seen with you for that one. That was a major coup.
Yeah, it was something back then.
So, what the hell happened?
Oh, welcome, welcome, seekers of slack. Welcome to WREK Atlanta and Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, your weekly brain bidet and cerebro-rectal pressure wash. Ooh, it's gonna feel so good. You'll love our special skin softening treatment, now improved with the miracle ingredient Zyklon B for Bob. Come on now. Out of those clothes and into the stalls. Come on. Okay, come on. Step it up. Towels are on the other side, okay? No crowding. Come on. All right. Now bend over and say, ah! Ha ha ha! Because now the shoe is on the other cloven hoof, pink boys. Oh, I'm your all-too-friendly washroom attendant, that vibrating vicar of venereal venting, the irreverent Reverend Susie the Floozy. And if you don't want to get snapped raw with my towel, you'll dance to my tune. It's not going to be a pretty one. I vented so thoroughly on my last show. You know, the scary She-Yeti Witch Queen blowout. It seems I've run out of steam for the moment. Oh, I'm just too slack to care about flogging any particular theme, and I'm not even going to try. Yes, like Bob teaches, I'm giving up. I'm too apathetic to care. I'm gonna do a crappy little show with the absolutely unclassifiable dregs of my collection. Yes, this is the bottom of the crusted floozy vat. Nay, the furry, sticky grunge drippings from beneath the floozy vat. It's going to be an ugly, ugly show. Things are going to happen that even I will be ashamed of. And it's all for the best if there aren't any witnesses. I don't want any of this stuff getting out. I know that you know that I know that you heard what I haven't done yet. And I can't have that happening. So you're not getting out of this show alive. But don't feel that you're getting off easy. This hermetically sealed vault that I'm sealing you up in is a steel echo chamber. I just want you to take a moment to think, what's the worst she could make us listen to? If you're lucky, you'll wish yourselves dead long before it's over, but that's a long shot. Now I'm going back to the locker room, and I'm going to go through your pockets to finance my trip to New Orleans. Can't find on my calendar, but I know Mardi Gras must be just behind the corner, and I'm dying to work those streets. I'm off. And don't forget to wash off your ears.
Louisiana, where the fun begins. And Old Man River, well, he helps carry that fun throughout the state. Yes, from the mouth of the Mississippi at the Gulf of Mexico to the Delta region, Louisiana's got fun and fun people. Like at the mouth of the river, we've got probably the most fun people of the state.
Long before the Superdome, where the Saints of football play, lived a city that the damned call home. Hear their hellish roundelay.
New Orleans, your skull. If you want to go to hell, you should take that trip to the side of Mangamora on the Mississippi. New Orleans. Stinking, rotten, vomity, wild New Orleans. Putrid, brackish, maggoty, foul New Orleans.
Well, maybe I won't go there after all. Forget that. That was close.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box of bloom in my room. To my girl named Cheryl, said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are out, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce. And a box of karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, you wreck my swan-like neck with a karate chop up there, huh, boy?" She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, "There's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail when you're in jail. You're stealing ginger ale off cherry bale. You got in the mail from a frail at Yale. It failed, and she dropped a grail, the third rail on the Santa Fe Trail. Failed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and full, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird?" I said, "How is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in the jam? Like the dribbling of a ram?" People used to stop me, say, "Hey, boy, don't you know you've ended up really bad?" I get mad, shake their heads till they get some tools. Then one day the doll says, "Baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. Man, it's true, your tops are off of sloppy residue." That sold like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in the white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dandruff. But I can't use my comb, it's covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone. And so's my hair, bare, scared chair. Where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snurd? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling ram. I'm gonna blow a little more harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step on my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
Place, WREK Atlanta. The time, late, too damn late. I was working the show, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. It was episode number 39, and it looked like it wasn't going to be a pleasant one. I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy. I'd wear a badge, but there's nowhere to pin it. The street is my beat, and every city has them. Mean, ugly, slackless streets. Some streets even have less slack than the bad ones. Some places are so incredibly slackless that they create in you a negative slack flux to where you're having to pay off the man for years before you even begin to feel one iota of that blessed slack that you deserve.
did. Stubbies, stubbies, out of the choices we said, I wonder when the bet. But now it is all that's around, and I left it there on the ground. But now the choice has been set. I wonder what we'll all bet, and in the end we will see. But you did it now for me. Become the same. Stories are everywhere. At least you can say beware. They already run your life. The stubby may be your wife. Stubbies! Stubbies!
Oh, hey, my customized floozy theme finally came in. Oh, I ordered it from one of those ads in the back of True Perversions magazine. You know, it's right under the one that said, "Boys, learn to mount squirrels, birds, fish, anything." It was this tiny little ad for a psychic songwriter who could whiff read your size stitch off your underwear and custom tailor a theme song. Hey, 50 bucks and a pair of panties? Count me in. Hey, check out the label. This psychic guy is named Bob Lee. Well, let's pop this into the machine here and see what old Bob came up with. You know, these things are supposed to be pretty unerringly accurate.
Won't it for questioning? Won't it for robbery? Won't it for questioning? Attention! Attention!
Suspect!
I guess I'll have to admit he's right. Oh, as a floozy, the only thing I don't flirt with is the truth. And speaking of that sore point, Seekers, I have to admit a teeny bit of involvement in that whole Dr. Lacue mess, but I'd been sworn to secrecy. The Tuesday night after my impassioned, heart-rending eulogy to what I truly thought was a comrade in Bob who had fallen, I answered the phone and was stunned to hear the Reverend Ivan Stang on the other end. He told me I'd better sit right down on the floor and grab a handful of carpet because he had some major butt-clenching news to lay on me. Yes, Stang said. Last August, Dr. Katahdin Lacue had been in a head-on motorcycle wreck with another vehicle, and yes, the injuries occurred were horrendous, involving the severing of both Lacue's left arm and leg, and a massive coma-inducing impact to his less-than-invulnerable cranium. But the good doctor had miraculously survived, damn it! And Stang couldn't take the risk of somebody else milking Lacue's brain pan full of top church secrets before he got to him. So Stang himself flew to the scene, strong-armed his way into the hospital, hit the grieving Lacue family with a badly faked restraining order, and had what was left of Lacue air freighted out of Pennsylvania to Dallas. Oh, there, holed up in the secret underground bunker at Parkland Memorial Hospital, where Stang had long ago stashed the drooling, brain-damaged JFK. Dr. Lacue was dropped into a tank of some viscous, evilly sparking solution, where it seemed that he was slowly coming around. Oh, I was stunned, Seekers, by this revelation, this miracle of Bob. For I had wrung my eyelids inside out with bitter, bitter tears for sweet Dr. Lacue. But I did not want to give up that sense of loss. It was truly a sucker punch from beyond the grave. So even when they unveiled the unconvincing Lacue imposter at the Cleveland Revival in October, I kept this news to myself. I towed the church line and simply vowed to embrace the Dr. Lacue, as is my wont anyway with all true yetis of all five sexes. But nobody could have foreseen what was to come next. Here, I've got the video monitor set up. I've got to show you something, Seekers, and it makes me sick to my gut. Oh. The Reverend Rex Reaver found this channel surfing last night. Look. Look, it's Pat Robertson and his evil clutch of fanged Republic Christians, the 700 Club, with some bunting rap patriotic wallow called Time to Pray America. It's like Adolf and the brown shirts on the set of Patton, isn't it?
Christian Broadcasting Network presents It's Time to Pray America.
And now, here's your host, CBN's God, president,
look at
Pat
these
Robertson.
Goobers.
Thanks, Jim. We're glad you're with
Anyhow, us. Reverend Rex said he thought there was something naggingly familiar about this guy here in the background. See? He's right there in front of the giant American flag, in the wheelchair with a three-piece polyester suit, the color of baby crap. See it? He's got the pirate hat on. Oh, he's over there. He's behind the tambourine-banging Appalachian Siamese triplets and Lil Waterhead, the Right to Life poster boy. There he is. There. Oh, there's not much left of him. Ooh, and I didn't quite recognize his short haircut and the pale skin where a beard would have been, but something about this guy gave me a real sick feeling. See? Just sits here kind of nodding and drooling a little. Oh, like he's agreeing as Pat Robertson goes on and on about getting rid of the only things that make my life worth living. Boy, the whole scene gives me the creeps bad enough, but there's something even worse about that guy there. Oh, it wasn't until he started spouting his testimony that everything clicked and my butt permanently seized up like yours is about to do, Seekers. Heads up and hang on to that car.
I remember that day well. A rough crowd of motorcyclists headed down the highway. I didn't realize that tragedy lay waiting for me just a few miles from my home. A car pulled out to pass a semi-truck. He didn't see me on my motorcycle coming from the other direction and hit me head on. I was thrown into a field with half of my body almost torn away. I was unconscious and dying, but worst of all, I was without God. The sirens were screaming, the red lights flashing. They scraped me up and rushed me to the hospital to perform a very serious amputation. The largest piece of bone in my leg was only 2 or 3 inches long. My left arm and leg had to be amputated to save my life. Something happened to me in that hospital room. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
No!
The Spirit of the Lord tapped on my heart's door. I turned my life over to God.
No!
He gave me new hope and determination. And now he's enlisted me to hook boys and girls and to win them. Because I'm the world's only Christian pirate.
Oh, my God. Horrible, Seekers, look! It's Dr. Katahdin Lake Hume, the man himself! Look at those big Jimmy Swagger tears running down his scarred face, and that really creepy light in his eyes. And watch! Watch here! There! There he puts his remaining arm around Bat Robertson and kisses him on the lips! Oh! Oh, the real Dr. Legume has risen from the grave and he's voting Republican. Oh, he must have got tired of playing cards with David Ferry and Oswald and slipped out of the bunker when Stang was frapping, and boy, has he fallen in with the wrong crowd. Oh, who knows what havoc will be wreaked by this evil, reanimated, limbless corpse of a former subgenius god. Oh, my guts are churning bile over this. It's enough to make me look in the yellow pages under assassins to nip this insidious perversion of legume in the bud. Oh, God, legume and Pat Robertson. Kill me, Bob. Just kill me.
Yeah, Flues, it's not so bad. See, we're almost coming up on the end of an hour.
Yeah.
Still, I think we could stuff in a little more padding.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of that, remember that crappy old 45 you found once in California, Bottoms Up, that girdle promo?
Oh, yeah.
You could while away a few hours fixing that up digitally.
Oh, yeah, man, that thing was trashed.
The original sounded like the record was on fire.
You know, I could do that.
Oh, yeah, and if you're really good, I'll let you dance around to your favorite Dead Milkmen song. That'll put you in the right mood, won't it?
Oh, yes!
I knew that it would.
Oh, evil Susie, why does everybody say you're evil?
Who's saying that crap?
Be a first-class baby, be a bright one, show them that you're smart. Bottoms up, when you feel like winning, it'll have you grinning from the start. Bottoms up, take a tip, bottoms up, keep it hip, bottoms up. Bottoms up, it's a fine, fine feeling when you're coming on in the latest style. Bottoms up, can be so appealing and it's sure to make you want to smile. Bottoms up, take a chance, bottoms up, do the dance, bottoms up. Thank you. it hip bottoms up, keep it hip bottoms up. Bottoms up. Bottoms up, do the dance, bottoms up.
Mr. Kalin, are you familiar with the term Dobbstown necklace?
You feel better now, don't you?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's just all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, I can't even remember why I was so upset.
But one thing's still bothering me.
Huh?
So, you're a subgenius, right?
You bet your sweet ass I'm a subgenius,
so... What the hell are you doing looking for a damn job?
Damn. I hadn't thought about it like that. I almost committed one of them subgenius sins. Oh, thanks for stopping
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I thought you'd agree.
Hey, where's all the food? I'm starving.